Who needs a rev up? For Harley Heaven. The Harley Davidson Pan America is coming to Harley Heaven in Melbourne, Dandenong and Ringwood. Visit harleyheaven.com.au for details.
The rev up is for every trade correspondent whose time is about to arrive. The launch of Trade Radio went straight to one on the podcast charts. The Trade Bell has been a phenomenal success over the past month. So from Monday, it gets very real. So for Harley Heaven, still your home of Harley Davidson during lockdown, harleyheaven.com.au. Sam Edmund is our trade correspondent. Does it send a shiver down your spine when you go, righto? So the peak of the season, and then it's not the off-season come Monday.
A lot of talk about roadmaps, Jared. Well, there's only one road when it comes to Trade Radio, and that's full steam ahead on the trade road. So actually, it's funny, you know, the assistant coaching movement's almost been busier than the player movement in recent days. We might just start there quickly, continuing on the grand final theme, if you like. I mean, it has been speculated upon, but tonight's grand final will definitely be Stephen King's last involvement with the Western Bulldogs after a decade at that club. So he has signed a contract to join the Gold Coast Suns as a senior assistant. So effectively the same role he's had at the Dogs, and he goes up there as a replacement for Josh Franco to work alongside Stuart Dew, of course. So it's a family and lifestyle decision, I'm told. The Kings are about to have another little one. He's got some family up there as well in Queensland. So they saw this as a move that made some sense. He'll be missed, though.
Worked with him, one of the great people in footy. That's I didn't even know that was happening. That is a great get for the Gold Coast and a big loss for the Dogs. So, well done.
Yeah, the planets just aligned for him and the timing was right. So Stephen King goes with their blessing after the grand final. And it is a mature approach with the assistant coaches. Maybe it's to speak to their seniority. They can compartmentalise what they're about to do, focus on the task at hand. We're certainly not ready for that in the player space, but the assistant coaches do it so well. So with the players, let's start with the Blues, Jared, who appointed Michael Voss after locking in restricted free agent George Hewitt on a four-year deal. That is just a box ticker when the free agency window opens on Friday. Adam Chera, now he'll formally make a call on his nominated club early next week. It is likely to be Carlton. Justin Longmuir has just spoken on the ABC to say the Dockers are yet to be told what the club is. There has been some reports this morning that it will be Carlton next week. He's already made up his mind. That might well be the case, but certainly nothing formal. So this is one for early next week. He really liked Melbourne. Melbourne really liked him. You know, they were very keen and still are to get him in the door. They can afford him, but can they trade for him has always been the question. You would say no, given Luke Jackson's untouchable. Angus Brayshaw has said publicly he doesn't want to leave, and the D's don't have a pick until well into the 30s. But this is, I guess, where good management comes into it. And Adam Chera is uncontracted. I think if he nominated Melbourne, and he staunchly wanted to go there, they would find a way to make it happen. But having said all that, players generally want their old clubs to be compensated, remunerated, if you like, and they want to leave on good terms. And nothing that we've heard from Adam Chera suggests that's not the case. So it all points to Carlton. The Blues pick six being at the centre of that exchange. We fully expect it to be Carlton. Just thought I'd lay out the scenarios there. So also at the Blues, Lachie O'Brien. He's one of several Carlton players who doesn't know what his future holds there. He could stay. He could go. That's one for later on. We'll get to the difficulties when it comes to list sizes at a moment. Nathan Kruger will go to Collingwood. Two games in three seasons at Geelong. He turned down a two-year offer from the Cats. There was some interest from the Saints as well, Jared. He wants to play forward. The Pies are keen for some support for Brody Myercheck, Darcy Cameron, and it's sounding like it'll be a three-year deal for Kruger at the Pies. Expect that one to be ticked off. Jordan Clark, some really important meetings scheduled between him, his management, and Geelong next week as he weighs up his footy future for the second time in as many seasons. So he's a defender. He's a rebounding halfback who, problem being, the Cats weren't too keen on playing him at halfback. Now, Geelong would have liked to see him develop, I suppose, a harder edge. That's putting it in a nicer term as I can. Matthew Scarlett was a factor in Jordan Clark not playing regular footy, particularly in the back half. Now, Matty Scarlett's gone, we know that. I'm told there's a bit more to it as well, though. It's not as simple as Scarlett out and Clark stay. So he is contracted, though. The Cats do not want to let him go. He could stay. It's unclear what the likes of Fremantle would offer in a trade at the moment. So a bit of water to go under the bridge with Jordan Clark.
Last one.
Mason Cox could still stay at Collingwood. Pies want to get Kruger in, though, so they need more picks and points for Nick Dacos. They would do a deal for Cox if one emerged as well. And just a quick one, Paddy Lipinski, he'll find a new home. Won't be Carlton. All signs point to Collingwood. So I believe Lipinski will be a Pies player next year, like Kruger. Three-year deal on the table from the Dogs who want him to stay. But as we know, he hasn't got a look in playing-wise, just the two games since round 11. I expect Paddy Lipinski to be playing for Craig McRae next year.
A great taster for Trade Radio.